This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Xander Gibbs is going to join me on the show in a little bit here, right after the first break. In the third hour, we're going to be talking about beating up on taking the task. You environmental freaks. Now look, it's not that we don't care about the environment, we don't care about the earth. I mean, real Christians who really believe that God made the earth and made what's on it, we understand we're supposed to take care of his stuff. But not to the detriment, to the point where it's asinine, you killing humans, for God's sakes. The other thing, for those of you who like to throw God up in my face, and I'll talk about this more in the third hour about taking care of the planet. You know, God also said that when, you know, somebody who predicts something's going to happen, if they blow it, you're supposed to stone them. Should we do that too? I'm asking because you guys get all godly when you want something, when you believe something to be true, and you think you're going to throw it in the face, you think you're going to lie to a guy like me about God. You can't even find the Bible on your house. Oh, because you don't have one. That's right, I forgot. But then you're going to try to talk to me about God. I don't know how that happens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, I got so many stories I want to try to get to tonight or this week or whatever, and I'll work on them. You know, we found out today that Trump snagged another record. I know, it makes them crazy. It makes the left nuts, totally nuts. But apparently, Americans filing for unemployment benefits hit a 50-year low. Oh, that's because of Obama. I forgot. I keep forgetting. You'll have to forgive me. If the mainstream media were truly honest, this story would be like all over the place. You wouldn't be able to get away from this story. But they're not. They hate him. That's it. Right? Really that simple. MSN isn't on the level. It hasn't been for a long time. Neither has MSNBC, CNN, any of those. Right? They're not going to do anything to help or further anything for Trump, because, you know, it doesn't. Remember when they used to tell us, you Republicans that are hoping that Obama would fail, do you realize it's not Obama you're saying should fail? You're saying the Americans should fail. American citizens should fail. That's what they kept telling us. But apparently, if your last name is Trump, not so true. It's okay to wish this upon him. Because if he fails, apparently the country doesn't fail. And they don't want Pence either. It ain't going to stop there. You know that. And, you know, thank God that President Trump, he can be very thin-skinned in some areas. But the areas where he's dead sure he's doing something right, you ain't stopping him. He's going to keep cranking forward. And he doesn't care what you think or what you're going to say. And I'm good with that. And he's going to keep trying to do what he believes to be his right. He doesn't care what you say. He doesn't care what you throw in front of him. He doesn't care if you threaten to arrest him. According to the article, U.S. employment numbers continue to get better. Data released just a couple days ago showed the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell to its lowest in almost 50 years. Why is this such a big deal? More important than the single print was the direction of the trend. The four-week moving average of the initial claims fell to 201,000 last week. Now, that's the lowest reading since 69. So the trend is it keeps going down. The trend is, for the most part, people are getting jobs. They're finding jobs. And the low-end jobs are created by small businesses, which means there's more and more people stepping up to start small businesses. Now, many Americans are foregoing unemployment benefits because the job market is strong. The economy shows signs of strength. Jobless benefits dropped to 192,000 in the week ending April 13th. It was down 5,000 from the week before. Right? That's not a lot of people. That means like about 50 people out of every 100,000 is filing for unemployment. That's not bad. You can't get... Look it. I've read this. I don't know how you do it. I'm no expert. We'll ask David Fisher when he comes on. You cannot get everybody... You cannot get a zero unemployment rate. I mean, you know when that happens? That happens when we go to war. Because we need, you know, more plants, more people, more product. But none of us, not even on the left, on the right, want to go to war. None of us. Now you got President Trump's 2020 campaign slogan is Keep America Great. Right? And now President Trump, I think he's got two contenders right now. Right? And the one, well, pseudo-serious one, for sure, is Bill Weld. He's a former governor of Massachusetts. He should fit right in. He was also the 2016 Libertarian vice president candidate. But when you look at this stuff, look at it as a whole. What are they doing? They're pounding on a guy that's had some of the lowest unemployment rates in the country's history. He's got China on their toes. North Korea, I think he's stopped being nice and just start being a hard nose. Congress needs to get out of his way with some of the stuff and let him do. See, he can't do half-butt, right? He might be able to sign the paper to build a wall, but if he doesn't have the money, if Congress won't allocate the money, I know there's other ways for him to get it. But straight up, if they were playing right, if they were playing real, well, we know they're not. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759. It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. That almost sounds like Soulful Strut, but it's not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. Now, listen, I had Evan say it. I finally got him on the show. I mean, it's he's a very busy man, and I always enjoy so much. He's just he's a smart man. I have a hard time following him, but I got to tell you something. His new book is great. And he's got another one coming out right behind it. But this one for now, it's a great children's book. It's called Apocalypse Now, and he'll explain more about that in a minute.
Go
love having this guy on with me. I don't have him on enough. You know, like I'm like the fifth date in a book, and I'm hoping for that, too. Evan Saya joins me, as he does from time to time. Always a wealth, and I mean this sincerely, always a wealth of wisdom on what's going on now in and around, not just the political, but with the so-called social justice events going on around. His new book, Apocalypse Now. And that's, you know, that's all you gave me, and I think you did that just to tease me. First of all, how do you spell that? You know, come on, I got a sixth grade education.
It's A-P-O-C-A-L-I.
Here.
Now, I can understand your confusion. It's because it's a totally made-up word. It's not a totally made-up word. It's the fake plural of apocalypse, because the left has always been threatening that some ecological disaster is going to come along, and we only have 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years to live. So give them all our money, and they'll help us survive. You know, so, and to me, the funny part of the title is, you can't have apocalypse. After the first apocalypse, there are no more. So the idea that we've gone now 50 years with all of these various ecological threats, none of them have come true. And so I wrote it into a nursery rhyme so that Democrats can understand it. And it's a faux children's book called Apocalypse Now.
Save it, though. Don't tell it yet. I want you to save it for the last segment so they hold on and listen to us, okay?
Okay.
I've heard it twice. I think it's great.
I want the people to hear it before they turn off your show.
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm not saying anything.
I think you're alluding to something there. So listen, one of the paisans, Pelosi, decided to have a major call with all her Dem, you know, the upper Dems, and she's telling them, no, you can't, we can't do this impeachment thing. You got to stay away from this thing. And what does Nadler do almost immediately after the conference? He starts subpoenaing people in to investigate, to move towards impeachment. They're kind of, there's no party anymore. They're kind of doing their own thing, aren't they?
Well, what's happened is it's sort of the chickens coming home to roost. You know, some people like to say that AOC and Ilhan Omar are the new face of the Democratic Party.
I hope so.
No, they're not. No. They're not the new face of the Democratic Party. All they've done is take off the mask. The left has always used, going back to my book, Apocalypse Now, has always used ecological disasters to try to raise taxes and to scare people into their one-world government. But now what's happening is that was always just a gimmick for people like Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. They didn't care about the environment. They didn't care about anything other than getting elected, and they always knew demagoguery is the only thing the left has. But the problem is, The new face of the Democratic Party actually takes it seriously. These are the products of the next generation of leftists, the ones who are actually steeped in leftist, quote-unquote, education, who are indoctrinated, who are fully now weaponized socialists. And they're turning on the Pelosis, who, no, we weren't really socialists. We were just using it as a means to gain power. And so the radical left has no need for the faux left, the fake left, the Nancy Pelosi's, who are really just money and power grubbers.
Well, no, I really agree with that. I listen to what they're doing. I listen to what's going on. I am sure that Pelosi, if you look carefully, she's got a flash spot in the front of her forehead from AOC, you know, and her constantly slamming her head against the desk in her office, going, "How the hell did she get elected?" You know, kind of thing. I can't imagine they didn't see this coming. And I hope, I mean, from my standpoint, being a commentator, I'd like AOC to spend another 10 years there. But seriously, I love this country too much to think that, you know, the kind of crap that she can stir up, the kind of stupid stuff that she can do, I really hope they run somebody against her and get her out. There's no chance a Republican is going to take that seat. But I wish a sane Dem, if we can find one, can take that seat. You know that area, or you know people from that area. I mean, is it possible? Are they sitting there scratching their heads going, what the hell did we do?
It's very hard to know now. Let's say this is the culmination of the 1960s. There will be like children murdered their parents, and where there was real hate for America. And when they got defeated, both in the streets in the 60s and at the ballot box. I mean, they got wiped out in record landslide losses, whether it was George McGovern, whether it was Jimmy Carter, whether it was Mondale. What they did was they went underground. They went on a long march through the institutions. Mark Rudd, I think it was Mark Rudd who said, the real flowering of the 60s will come in the 90s when we've taken over the institutions. He was wrong by one generation.
Wow.
What they needed was one generation where they'd taken over the institutions, and then another generation where they brainwashed and indoctrinated and propagandized and created these mindless morons who are now the AOC supporters. So if Rudd was right, if one generation is from the 60s to the 90s, is 30 years, if they needed one more generation, that's the 90s until when? 2020. So this is the culmination of the radical leftist hate America agenda that they tried in the 60s violently and failed. Now they've done it by producing revolutionaries.
You know, we only got a couple of minutes left in this segment, but you know, the Democrats truly, with the help of the news sources, they have really become the kings, the kings of spin, of story spin. You know, just go down the list of things that have happened. Even what is it, Jussie Smollett.
Spin is too kind of word. They are out and out lies. Whether it's Jussie Smollett, whether it's Brett Kavanaugh, whether it's the Covington kid, whether it's Michael Brown having his hands up pleading don't shoot when in fact he's a thug who punched the cop and tried to murder him. This isn't spin. These are out and out lies, diametrically opposed to the truth. And I gave a lecture a few years back at the Conservative Forum where I laid out and I proved that the mainstream media has gotten literally every major story of our lifetime, not just wrong, Joe, diametrically opposed to the truth, 180 degrees from right,
wow,
as wrong can be. That's not spin. Spin's a little bit off. Spin's a little bit of bias. These are lies.
You know, I got to tell you, Evan, I listen to them talk. More with Evan Say It right after this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. He's got a lot to say, a lot more to say. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The State Department confirms at least four Americans killed
by radical Islamic terrorists on Easter Sunday. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
Citing privacy concerns, the identities of the victims were not released. At least 290 people were killed in the series of attacks by 9 churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Secretary Pompeo spoke about the bloodshed.
What was supposed to be a joyful Easter Sunday was marred by a horrific wave of Islamic radical terror bloodshed.
President Trump and First Lady Melania at the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House, thousands of people attending, a reporter shouting to the president, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" To which he replies,
"Not even a little bit."
And in case you didn't hear it, the president saying there, "Not even a little bit." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get right back at it. Evan Saya joins me in his new book, Apocalypse Now, and he's going to explain to you what that means. I'm glad to say I got Evan Saya with me. I always have a lot of fun when he's on with me. He has got the distinction of having the most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation's website, or Heritage Foundation, I don't know what they call that. I guess it's a website.
The single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation.
You know what? Because you're not on enough. I could say this more often. I would have it ingrained in my brain. I just got to have, but even with that said, your new book, Apocalypse Now, is out right now for purchase on Amazon, and it'll be up in our store. It'll be up in our, we'll put it up in our, we'll get the information to you people one way or the other. Evan, always a lot of fun to have you on with me. And a lot happening to talk about, you know?
Indeed, and at the end of the last segment, just before the break, we were talking about the lies, that the left engages in lies. Everything they say is a lie. And there's a reason for it. AOC herself said that it's more important to be morally right than factually right. And since it's a given in their narcissistic minds that they're morally right just by virtue of who they are and having been born, therefore facts don't matter to them. Facts are their enemies. They're things that are to be used if and when they can be spun to their needs. But most of the time, they speak the very opposite of the truth. And we pointed out every major story of the last couple of years, whether it's the Covington kid who they viciously went after,
yeah,
or whether it's Jussie Smollett who committed his own hate crime, or whether it was the riots that the Democrats caused. Because Democrats love bloodshed, violence, and destruction because it keeps people poor. And it keeps people victimized. And the Democrats prey on the poor and the victimized. The Democratic Party is made up of two groups, Joe. one group is the rich, the very rich, the very, very rich, and the very, very, very rich. The people, all those so-called socialists who live in Knob Hill in San Francisco because nobody else can afford to live there, who live in Sutton Place in New York City because nobody else can afford to live there, Bel Air here in Los Angeles because nobody else can afford to live there. It's made up of the rich, the very rich, the very, very rich, and the very, very, very rich, and the very poor. And the reason for that is the very, very, very rich can buy out of everything that they've destroyed. They love destroying the public schools because their kids go to private schools. And when they destroy the public schools, that keeps their constituents poor. And that's what the Democrats need, because it's only the poor and the very rich. They love when there's violence in the streets because they live in gated communities with private cops. The more Ferguson burns, the better it is for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, when it comes to education, we'll get into that in a minute. You're so right. But speaking of the rich, you know, Uncle Bernie, very rich over there, and he's not really not the 1%, and he's not talking about millionaires anymore because, you know, he's won. But, he that town hall that he did was great. I actually enjoyed that town hall, especially when they asked him, so look at, if you want a 52% tax rate, will you pay that tax rate? Would you pay the 52%? And it looked like his brain came to a screeching halt, if you look at this, right? He was lost. The eyes were lost, and he said, well, as soon as President Trump puts up his taxes, I'm thinking, what does that have to do with you paying 52%? And everybody cheered. And later on, they're talking about, the Fox News crowd. That wasn't the Fox News crowd. Those were Bernie people in that place. Am I off here?
No, you're not off at all. And I think two things need to be pointed out. One, I know the president wasn't happy with it, but I'm glad that Fox had on people from the other side. We need to have that too, so that we can hear what they have to say.
Yep.
And I'm glad we heard what Bernie had to say, because he's an idiot. It's just I think it's a win-win. Let these people go on the show. So good for Bernie. But I have a new T-shirt that someday I'll print up and sell. it's a picture of Bernie in front of his $184,000 car. And it just says, never trust an old socialist who drives a Tesla.
You know what? I love this stuff. I'm putting together an outline for, a booklet that I'm going to put out in a while. But anyway, I'm going down a list of, people like Pelosi, people like, he's out there screaming about the millionaires, and truly how he stopped talking about millionaires. Now he's hitting on billionaires. Why? Because he's a millionaire.
He's eliminated. It used to be millionaires and billionaires. Now it's just billionaires. And as soon as, one thing that everybody should recognize is that Republicans make their fortune and then enter public service.
Bingo.
Donald Trump worked in construction. Mitt Romney worked in business. John McCain was in the military. Democrats, their fortunes. How are all of them rich except for their corruption? Right? We know how Donald Trump got rich. He built buildings. We know how Mitt Romney got rich. He was a successful entrepreneur and businessman. Right. How did the Democrats, who literally have never had a job in their lives, think of this, Joe Biden, he was first elected to the United States Senate while he was in his 20s. He's now almost dead, and he has still never had a job. Where's all his money come from?
You're so right. Him, Waters, Pelosi. I mean, go down the whole list of these people. And Waters especially. She can't even remember. Did you hear what she said last week? She wants to pull in the CEOs of all the major banks to explain how the, school loans, the college loan system, how it's so out of control. And somebody had to slip her down and go, Mrs. Waters, we took this over in 2010, so I don't know who you're going to get a hold of.
Right. It's almost a decade and by the way, it's only been about a decade since the system's been so messed up. It's the same thing with the housing bubble, and they tried to blame the banks. Well, what really caused the housing bubble? It was the Democrats. It was both Bill Clinton and I think it was Andrew Cuomo who was involved in it as well. They made a law called the Community Reinvestment Act.
Oh, yeah.
I think actually started by Carter and then changed by Clinton, which forced banks that had branches anywhere in a community to have to make X number of loans to the constituents, to the people, the customers in that community. So in other words, they forced them to make bad loans.
Right.
When they made bad loans and then the housing market crumbled, it wasn't because of the banks, it was because of the Democrats.
You know, us rich white Republicans, you know, we pay for our houses cash, so this wouldn't apply to us. But if you remember during, I think it was the 80s and the 90s especially, all of a sudden these no doc loans and 100% financing. What could go wrong? You know, like that commercial, what could go wrong, right? I mean, 80%
of and then what happened, and the process then continued, Joe. What happened was because now so many people were buying houses, the prices of houses went up, supply and demand. So when the prices of houses went up, people would refinance their home, use the money from the refinance to pay the mortgage, which meant as soon as the bubble burst and housing prices stopped going up, these people who never should have gotten loans in the first place had to default.
Right.
And who got hurt most of all because they had no equity left in what they purchased?
Yep.
It was the poor people. It was exactly the people the Democrats want to be poor that got hurt the most. You know, when Democrats raise gas taxes, that doesn't hurt the millionaire. It doesn't hurt the billionaire. It doesn't even hurt a guy who's doing well, nicely. You know who it hurts? It hurts the guy who's just getting by.
That's right.
He now has to spend another $40 a week on gas.
Yep.
They hurt the poor, and they do it on purpose. Because if people weren't poor, they wouldn't vote Democrat. If people had the ability to move away from California, they would. All right, that's why it's the very, very rich and the very, very poor who can't afford to move away who are left in California.
Yeah, and I have so much fun with this stuff. Listen, if you're going to go grab a cup of coffee for this break, go get it now because we're going to have a poetry moment in the next segment. And I don't know if you've ever heard Evan recite poetry. This is a wonderful and beautiful thing, and you want to be totally into it. Put the booze down. Pay attention. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. And, you know, and Evan, I love when he's on with me because there's no filter. He's ready to go, and there's absolutely no filter when he's with me. When he wrote the book, again, like as you'll hear him say, he didn't have to write this book. He didn't need to write this book. But Apocalypse Now is about all, you know, again, all the things that they've said is going to happen. I mean, all these things that were going to befall humanity, all the bad things that were going to happen, and mostly because we're Americans. We've caused it all. We're bad people. At least the Democrats think we're bad people. I don't think so. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Evan's going to finish up with me in the next segment. Again, you're listening to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Come on, happy music. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's finish it off with Evan saying, always enjoy the time that he spends with me. I hope you're enjoying it as well. Okay, we're back at it. Now, usually I try to get you guys all wound up, and I try to get you crazy, and I'm not going to do that because I want you calm. I want you to pay attention. I want you to listen. And, you know, I don't do this on the show. Because I don't know, I'm not a poetry, if you've ever seen me, I'm not a poetry kind of guy. I'm more like a, you know, a cannoli and espresso kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? So Evan Sayet joins me, and I, you know, I always love when I have him on. I don't have him on enough. He's written a new book called Apocalypse Now. Don't look it up. You won't find it. He made the word up. You know what I'm saying? You're not in Webster's yet, right? Or any one of those? You might be in Wikipedia, because you never know what comes out of that.
Right, but I'm hoping it'll be the new word of the year. It'll be included in the Webster's Dictionary. Why not? It's a made-up plural of apocalypse.
There you go.
And since the left is always threatening one apocalypse or another or another or another or another, the plural is apocalypse.
So it's kind of almost like a conservative Democrat. It's kind of like a phrase that doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. But you do have, and I've heard it, and I'm not going to give any part of it away. So why don't you, do you need music for this? You need kind of like a harp player?
No,
something?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, go ahead.
All right, well, let me just tell the audience this. Some of you know me, and you know, in addition to being a stand-up comedian, I'm a rather serious political writer. My book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, is a serious grown-up book, but I thought that I would attack this by writing a kid's book. It's a faux kid's book. It's meant for both kids and adults.
I was going to say, so for Democrats,
it's called Apocalypse.
You wrote it for Democrats then, right?
Right.
You wrote it for Democrats. Yeah, got it. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So it goes, you ready? It goes, good night, my love. Yes, I know that you're frightened. So while you doze off, allow me to enlighten. I know about this thing of which they keep warning. I know about this thing they call global warming. Well, when I was your age, they cried global cooling. An ice age, they said. Then they said, hey, just fooling. Next, a hole in the ozone they saw would cause pain. When that didn't happen, they yelled, acid rain. When the rain came down, just as it always did, they conjured some new things with which to scare kids. First, the birds were diseased, and the swine, they had flu. If one didn't get you, the other would do. When the bird and the pig turned out not to be bad, they turned to the cow, who would drive us all mad. Well, that didn't happen. No one fell to their knees. So still they went on undaunted and yelled, killer bees! But when no one was stung, they just kept right on hissing. The real threat, they said, was that the bees had gone missing. We were to die of starvation, the world out of food, or we'd all freeze to death as we ran out of fuel. If the floodplains got flooded or the deserts saw drought, they screeched and they screeched that man's time had run out. Then, I'm not going to give you the whole thing, but it continues from there to prove that none of these things actually ever happened. There was no starvation. We've just all grown fatter. The bees in the hives, they're doing just fine. But this time, they're certain. This time, global warming. In fact, it's not even global warming. It's climate change. Let me see if I can find that line. Good says. But this latest, the greatest, this time they're certain, we're all doomed, they swear, it's man's final curtain. They've all done their homework, the science is settled. Don't even question, you'll be sorry you meddled. It's hot, and it's cold, and it's hot, I'm sorry, it's cold, and it's hot, and it's cold. And this spells disaster, so we are told. It rains, and it's dry, then it rains. Each time it spells doom, another expert explains. And it goes on from there to
yeah, don't give it all away, then they buy your book.
Yeah, no, there's plenty more. I wouldn't give it all away. Plus, they haven't seen the magical illustrations by the great A.F. Bronco, the editorial cartoonist A.F. Bronco,
great.
That just puts the icing on the cake. And the response to this has been phenomenal. And what I hear people are doing, Joe, is they're buying several, sometimes many copies, keeping one and putting it on their coffee table so when their liberal friends come by, they see it, but taking the others and surreptitiously leaving them behind at doctor's offices.
That's a great idea.
And right? Isn't that great? And they're leaving them behind at Starbucks, and they're leaving them behind in the seat back of airplanes for other people to find. And, you know, you start reading it, and there's nothing in it that's anything other than undeniable. They did threaten acid rain. They did threaten a hole in the ozone. They did threaten killer bees. They did threaten drought and starvation. They did threaten all these things until finally they made up global warming. And even that in the book proves not to be true. So now it's plastic straws. Now it's trans fat. Now it's cow farts. It's unending.
I'm sorry, flagellants. You don't say farts.
But it rhymes. And plus, it's in the official legislation.
Oh, God. You know,
I want people to buy this book. It's a fun book. It's a funny book. But it's not a book I had to write. It's not like the previous book, The Kindergarten of Eden, nor my next one, Countering Culture, The Last War Against Humanity. This is actually sort of a subversive activist thing. Buy yourself a couple of copies and read them around, because I want kids to read it. I want their parents to see it. This is not just a book. It's a call to action.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, I do this story on a regular basis when I get really crazy and I get all pent up with it. But the very first Earth Day, not one. And what was the very first Earth Day? Late 60s, early 70s? Not one prediction they made came true. Right?
No,
I mean, no. And they've had
to
keep
spending
it. And
the other thing you'll notice is every time they have an Earth Day celebration, when the leftists and liberals leave the park, it's filthy. They leave it littered. When Republicans and conservatives have a gathering, like the million-strong Tea Party on the Mall in Washington, when they leave, there's less litter than when they arrived. When a Democrat has a gathering, whether it's Obama's inauguration, whether it's Earth Day, these people don't care about the planet. These people, it's all an attempt to scare people into giving them more money, more fame, and more taxes, and more power.
And the one screaming about it, and I know this is a joke, but it's real, the one screaming about the carbon footprint, they leave in Escalades, they get on their jets, they fly home in their jets, right? I mean, seriously.
There was a great moment at the Academy Awards, you know, all these rich, white, leftist, coastal elitists, and they wanted to show how environmentally concerned they were. So they all showed up at the awards driving Priuses. Here's the thing. They all drove their Escalades to a parking area about a mile, a staging area about a mile away where they were all given the Priuses to drive the last mile. None of them drove Priuses. None.
What's wrong with the Volt? I see a little, you know, this is a problem here already, you know. Anyhow, no, you can't believe, you know, the guy screaming the loudest about what you shouldn't be doing, you know that's exactly what he's doing, right? I mean, we already got that figured out. So it's just, you know.
And he rates a mention in the book. Oh, he gets a nice mention in the book.
Oh, God. What?
And AOC gets a little tip of the hat to her in the book. Everybody will know, and there's a mention of Nancy Pelosi on the back cover. But again, this is not a book that I felt I had to write because it was going to change the world by what's written. It's an opportunity to mock and spoof and ridicule the left in a lighthearted, humorous way that it's almost impossible for them to object to. There's nothing I say in the book that isn't true.
Right. No, and they can't. They can't fight it. Yeah. You're exactly right. When I get you back on next time, we're gonna drill into education because I've been beaten on this and say, you know, remember when President Trump said, you know, to the black community, you've been voting for them for 60 years, vote for me. What have you got to lose? He wasn't joking because the worst education given, the worst education handed out, are in the inner cities. And who populate the inner city? Who runs the inner city? We're gonna have a field day.
Right, but again, this is not an accident. Smart, successful, happy people do not vote Democrat, and the Democrats know it. All right? That's why the very, very rich use their money to keep everybody else very, very poor.
Yeah.
It's their goal. It's their business model. It's their power structure. It's who and what they are. Folks, I want you to not only buy a couple of copies of Apocalypse Now, please help me spread the word, because in the old days I used to go on, you know, late night television if I had something to promote and hit a million people at once. I need you guys to be a million people telling one person or five people or 10 people about the book.
Well, I can get you 16, I think, if they're all listening tonight. But
I appreciate that. I'll take that.
But head over to his website, evansayit.com. You've got to check out his website. The book is listed there. We're going to send it out in our email blast. It'll be up on the website, and it's called Apocalypse Now. Okay, you can find it on Amazon as well. I'm sure if you just, I don't think you Google, but put his name into Amazon, it will come up by the book. And you know what? You need to be supporting people like us. Evan, always fun. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me.
Oh, Joe, always a pleasure.
Of course it is. Who else would you want to be on with? Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, stay with us, because in the next hour, we're gonna celebrate Earth Day. Joe Mazzini style. How's that, okay? I mean, really, simply with fact, simply would tell you what they've been telling us for decades, and that's it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email if you don't want to talk, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Again, there's so much going on, so much you want to keep up with. While you're at it, during the break, head over to the website, give me your email address. I send out one email a week, or sign up for a text messaging to be notified. You want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. We'll be back in just a little bit.